SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free Ego 56-volt battery when you buy a select Ego mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/8 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in. It's Red Sox Review here, WEEI. I'm Christian Arkand, and where to begin on this one? Another ugly loss to the Houston Astros. It's an ugly start to the season here, folks. We are one turn through the rotation, which means, yeah, I know there's 157 games still to go here. Excuse me, 156 games still to go here. But so far, ugly start. And before you call in, and I don't want to take a lot of calls telling me, don't worry about it, everything's fine, you know, it's just the beginning of the year. These games count. These games count, and I believe this is going to be a competitive American League this year. And I don't like what I'm seeing. I don't like the way that this is looking to start off. A lot of people didn't like the offseason. I eventually talked myself into it. But as of right now, today here is the calendar turns to April, which it'll do in about 45 minutes, 50 minutes. This team doesn't look better than last year's team. Let me put it to you that way. This team doesn't even look better than that 500 team you saw for the first couple months. Or even that team in September and then, you know, which ran out of gas in the Bronx there. It looks like something other than that. I'm not going to pretend like the first 6 games of the year are going to dictate the whole season. But I'm also not going to pretend like they don't matter. And like they don't count and that it just should be completely disregarded. Because one thing you're seeing here is a team that I believe is not really ready to go this year. Crochet was ready to go. On that first game, Roman Anthony was ready to go. The fall off since then has been kind of stunning, honestly. Especially considering how loud the hype was for him. And I was part of it. I'm not going to pretend like I wasn't. But I heard that stat at the end of the game. He struck out 4 times tonight, Roman Anthony. And after going 3-for-4 in that first game, he's 1-for-17 with 10 strikeouts. Yikes. We all remember how last year started with Rafael Devers. He could not touch the ball. Just a whiff machine. And you're seeing that from several players on the Red Sox. Really, the Red Sox entirely as a team. 13 more strikeouts tonight, 25 in the first 2 games. And that's not, I'm talking about the hitters, Red Sox hitters, striking out. One thing Alex Cora talked about this offseason on various podcasts and MLB network shows was how this team really has made a point over in the offseason and in the spring of working to cut down strikeouts and improve hitting with runners in scoring position, which they did not really have to worry about tonight because they only had runners in scoring position twice and went 0-for-2, but still. They did leave 5 runners on base, but Hunter Brown was not about to let this team make him sweat really at all. Even in that 5th inning when they finally got on the board, Connor Wong finally breaking up a no-hitter that was going on at the time. Full-on no-hitter. And I wasn't shocked to see that. The offense is struggling out of the gate. And Hunter Brown is not quite in the Tarik Skubal and Garrett Crochet tier. Or maybe he is. I don't know. I mean, you know, his numbers are pretty strong. Like, he's top three, top four, was last year anyway, in almost every major statistic. So maybe he is on that level. He did come in third in the Cy Young voting. Seemed like a distant third. I'll have to go back and check how the voting actually went, if you even care about that. But he was excellent. He was excellent, and you knew that he was going to be. I was disappointed in what we saw from Brian Bello tonight. I said before the game, I feel like Brian Bello sort of become this forgotten man in the rotation. A guy who had, I consider to be a breakout season last year. Career highs and all sorts of different statistics. A guy hitting his prime year, he's 26, going to turn 27 this year. That's usually a pretty solid year in a pitcher's career, especially a guy who's been around a couple of years. You know, it's not like he just got called up from the minors last season. He's been up here since he was in his early 20s, and now he's hitting his prime. And again, none of these starts this week, outside of maybe Crochet, because I assume that Crochet is going to continue to shove every week like he always does. But none of these, you can't say that, well, Sonny Gray is going to pitch like that all year, Ranger Suarez, Brian Bello, etc. You wouldn't mind if Connelly Early pitches like that all year. He pitched very well. Aside from that, rest of the rotation looked pretty shaky. The new acquisitions all looked very shaky. Suarez, Gray, Oviedo out of the bullpen yesterday. Ugly. Ugly stuff. Caleb Durbin, not in the lineup tonight. You heard Will and Will discussing the possibility of Roman Anthony not being in the lineup tomorrow night. It's game seven, folks. We're at game number 7 of 162. And already your new third baseman and your phenom, you know, leadoff man, gonna need some time off. Gonna need to get their heads right. Seven games in. So if you think I'm overreacting, if you think, oh, it's just Arcan trying to get people upset on Red Sox Review, first of all, that's not really how I do the show. And second of all, I'm not the only one freaking out a little bit here. Caleb Durbin was not in the lineup tonight. Roman Anthony very well may not be in the lineup tomorrow. And honestly, if he's not in the lineup tomorrow, I don't think anyone's going to be like, oh, come on. What are you doing? What are you doing, Cora? At least not as far as that's concerned. I'm kind of thinking, what are you doing, Cora, based off of what this team looks like to start the year and what they look like to start last year. And how many years in a row are we going to watch this team sputter out of the gate before we can say something about the manager and how prepared he gets them coming out of the spring? Because eventually that has to be part of the conversation, doesn't it? These slow starts prevent them from a lot of potential different outcomes. Last year they got off to a better start. Who knows? They could have competed with the Yankees and the Blue Jays down the stretch. They almost were, really. I mean, in July and August, they were competing with those two teams. Then in September, separation happened. That separation may not have been possible if the Red Sox could have gotten their head out of their asses in the first 2 months of the year instead of just fluttering around 500 the whole time. Now they're going to have to string some wins together pretty quickly if they want to even get back to that to start the year. And I'm not really a big fan of doing schedule talk, especially in baseball season, because there's just so many games. But you got three coming up with the Padres, who are pretty good. Three coming up with the Brewers, who are pretty good. The Cardinals and Twins suck. But then you got Detroit, the Yankees, Baltimore, Toronto, Houston again, Detroit, Tampa, Philadelphia, Atlanta. And that takes you to about the middle of May. That's a pretty rough schedule here early on in the season. Last year, they had Baltimore, who was terrible, and some of these teams may end up not being good this year. Who knows? I mean, it's week one. But based off of last season, you're looking at a lot of pretty solid teams there. And the Red Sox are looking like a team that is searching for answers here a week in, and that is very early for that to be happening. I have no doubt that Garrett Crochet is going to go out there and pitch well. I wonder if this offense is going to give him enough run support. I wonder if that's like going to be another subplot of this season early on. Well, Crochet, you can always count on him to go out every fifth day. Well, yeah, well, can you count on the offense to score any runs for him? Can you count on that? Because early on here, you're not getting a lot of run support. No one is. This Red Sox offense looks more lost than last year. More lost than it's looked in a while. And that's too bad. I know there's going to be some growing pains with young players. I'm anticipating that. I'm expecting it. But I also think that there was a lot of, I don't want to say onus put on these young players, but definitely expectations put on these young players, and that their improvement was going to fill in the gaps of the losses that you had personnel-wise in the offseason. Well, you don't have to worry that much about Alex Bregman because Marcelo Meyer is going to be better this year, and Roman Anthony will be better this year, and who knows, maybe Christian Campbell makes it back up from the minors at some point this year, or whatever. Whoever, whichever one of them you thought was going to fill the void. Most of us thought it'd be Roman Anthony, right? I heard Jonathan Papelbon today talking about Roman Anthony's going to have 50 home runs this year. And he strikes out. He wears a sombrero after that, four strikeouts. And I don't even mean that to rip on Papelbon. I love Papelbon. He's one of my favorite Red Sox players of all time. But that, I mean, you know, I think he represents and reflects a lot of what everybody was expecting. Maybe on the extreme end of it, but what everyone was expecting here from Roman Anthony and what kind of season to expect from him. I had all sorts of crazy thoughts in my head. And there's still plenty of time for this to all happen, by the way. You know, for Roman Anthony to be Mike Trout or whatever it is he thought he would be. There's certainly time for that to still take place. Roman Anthony, when he got called up last year, was very cold to start the year. Or to start his tenure, I should say. And then once he got hot, he never cooled off again until the injury, of course. So I'm not doubting at all that there will be some very strong periods of hitting, and who knows? I mean, we'll see what ends up happening. But I also think that Will and Will are probably onto something when it comes to Roman Anthony maybe getting the day off tomorrow. And I don't think that that should mean five alarm fire, but Roman Anthony was one of those guys that we all sort of penciled in to be good. You'll be fine. Roman, he'll be fine. I'm worried about Meyer. I'm worried about him. I'm worried about Durbin. I'm worried about Durant. I'm worried, whatever it was. And those are all, you know, Jaren Duran had a down year last year. So not being sure what to expect from him was a natural reaction. That was normal. But I think we all maybe got a little carried away with Roman Anthony a little bit, at least early on. And I'm not too worried about him. Because I think whatever's going on here will be course corrected. And I think he'll be a productive hitter at the top of the lineup, and he'll be back in the, you know, leadoff spot. If they take him out of it, we'll see. I think it was Middlebrook suggested that maybe Duran lead off tomorrow. Again, I wouldn't have a problem with that. Yoshida, get him in the lineup again. He's earned his at-bats. He walked again, you know, got on base a couple times. I think just the once against Brown, but he's been getting on base. He's a welcome sight in the lineup, you know, more than a lot of these other guys. Sadan Rafaela hitting that home run was fine. It's good to see him heat up, I guess. It's good to see anybody heat up on this team. But that was absolutely garbage time. It was 9-1, and they were just trying to get home, you know. It was one of those. Just put it in play. Let's all go home. You could tell. You could tell that was sort of the feeling going on there. And that was sort of the feeling last night, too. Especially in the later innings when Altuve hit those home runs. And you got to stop pitching to Yordan Alvarez. I'm sorry. I mean, you got to do something with him. You got to do something with him. He is very comfortable up at the plate. He's seeing the ball very well. And for whatever reason, Red Sox pitchers are just leaving all sorts of hanging meatballs right there for him to put into orbit. And that's exactly what he's been doing. I mean, they have been launching. He has been launching home runs off of this pitching staff. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's hear from Alex Cora here, and then we'll take a break. We'll get a trending update from Tristan, and then we'll get to your phone calls, of course, at 617-779-7937. Here's Alex Cora after the game.
How much is those two-out walks going to change the thing for Baylor?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when you do that, you create opportunities to the opposition, and You know, he had career 1-2 count, I think it was. Ended up walking, and then after that, they just kept scoring runs. So we just have to be better.
What did you think stuff-wise from his outing?
It was okay. I think, you know, he kind of like ran out of gas at the end. His sinker was flat towards the end. There was a pigeon walker in that at bat, in that inning, you know, sinker in and stay over the middle of the plate. He actually made a good pitch on Correa when he hit the double to right center. It was down, probably not in enough, but it was, the action was good. I thought early on the stuff was good, and then at the end, he didn't have it.
What do you see from Roman's at bats?
I mean, I got to take a look at it. I saw the last one. They dotted a backdoor cutter, you know. It was off the plate, and then he dotted it. So take a look at it and see where we're at.
What's the feedback to Rafaela after he uses the challenge there?
I haven't talked to him yet.
You know, the first at bat for Roman, you know, three fastballs that are takes. Are you a little bit worried about, like,
I'm not worried. I've been in this building before, and, you know, for... Supposedly, it's a good place to hit. Sometimes you don't pick up the ball, especially early, for some reason up there. I'm not saying that's the case. I haven't talked to him. I avoid a lot of conversations in the dugout, you know, because they're in the middle of the battle, you know. But we'll sit down and talk, and Pete will talk to him and see where we're at.
Seems like you kind of gave Bello a long leash, maybe particularly after the homer to Alvarez. Is that the case?
Not really. I think where we at bullpen-wise and, you know, I mean, Waddy pitched, what, 2 1/3? Moran pitched 2. We got a game tomorrow, you know, so you're playing for today, try to win the game. But at that point, offensively, nothing was happening. We had 2 outs and 2 strikes, so we were 1 pitch away from getting out of the inning.
Didn't get a break with the defense at the end of that inning on the double error. What's going through your mind when you see that?
They took off. He's safe. We tried to throw to the plate, and Bello tried to cut it, you know. So, you know, just a bad baseball play.
On the back end of that play, it was kind of an oddity. Like, it appeared that, like, Smith was in an 0-2 count at that point, and then he swung and missed at the pitch after that. But the umpire, like, on the field, you guys weren't under the impression that he... that Smith should have struck out on the pitch after the chaos?
I'm really, to be honest with you, I don't even know what to say about that. Yeah,
Cora, I agreed with him too. I know Alex Spear was trying to get to the root of what was happening at the end of that inning, which was a very strange inning before Watson came in. That walk is what ended up chasing Bello out of the game, and it came right after Lo Perfido singled home Correa, and then a crazy sequence where you saw an error from Wong, two throwing errors, one from Wong, one from Marcelo Meyer, that ended up plating another run. And then Smith walked after that, and at that point, yeah, it's just, you know, it's 6-1 then. I don't think Cora threw in the towel or anything, but I think at that point he realized this is the way this game's going. And then in the top of the sixth inning, Red Sox go down 1-2-3, bam, 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 and it was just a lot of that.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4-8. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Throughout the game. Ugly start to the year for your Boston Red Sox. And I don't mean like, oh, they're trying to knock the rust off. I mean, they look lost out there. They look lost. Did the Giants win? The Giants were close with the Padres. But I think, let me check here. Giants are going to beat the Padres. I thought the Giants in that first series with the Yankees looked completely unprepared for the season to start. But now it looks like they may win two straight here against this Padres team that I thought was going to be okay this year. The Red Sox look like a team that wasn't ready to go and may not, even if they were ready to go, may not be good enough to do anything about it once you get past the ace of the staff. Offensively, I'm not sure what we're really waiting on. You know, that was the other thing. I'm sitting here going, well, Roman Anthony's going to be better, right? Well, who else is really going to be great this year? Going to have another big offensive season from Trevor Story? It'd be great if he did. I don't know if I'd put the mortgage on that. Willie Abreu's hitting the ball well. No complaints there. But Durbin's off to a bad start. Contreras is off to a bad start. Narvaez isn't doing much. Duran's not doing much. Rafael a homer tonight, but he's not doing much. Yoshida, when he plays, and they have been getting him at bats, has been getting on base at least. You know, it's not like it's a total zero here. But it is rough. It is rough to watch. And I'm not sure that the schedule until you get to those, you know, that twin series, not sure the schedule is going to allow for a whole bunch of digging out of a hole. I just think that that's a position you put yourself in that you really 50-50. I mean, even early on in the year, I know not this early, but let's say the month of April has them under 500 by the time you get to the end of the month. That's a big problem. You know, that's a big problem. The Red Sox had deficiencies last year that we as fans all pretty well identified, I think. The starting rotation was not one of the big ones, but the offense certainly was, and the offense looks to have regressed a bit. I have no doubt that there will be stretches where the offense looks fine. I have no doubt about that. And I also have no doubt that there's going to be people saying, see, Arcan, the offense is fine. What'd you get all worked up about in that first week? And I would just say, last year, this team was a wild card team. And they were a wild card team playing on the road. And it was due in large part to the fact that early on in the year, and through the first 2 months of the season, they were stuck right around 500. They'd lose some games, they'd win some games, they'd win, they lose, they win, they lose. And no matter what, by the end of the week, they were back to 500, it seemed like, almost every single time. It was maddening. Just maddening. They had a bit of a win streak in June, but it wasn't until like July, really. Going into the All-Star break, they had some momentum, but then, you know, that was really when it picked up. And that's when they separated themselves from the other crappy 500 teams. But they put themselves behind the eight ball. And they did it in a way that was extra frustrating because you knew what they were capable of. You knew how talented they were. And you saw some of that talent right in your face. I mean, again, Crochet was excellent early on in the season and throughout those first 2 months. He was pitching at a Cy Young level. Aroldis Chapman was the best closer in the league basically all year, but certainly for the first 2 months. Abreu was hitting the ball. Christian Campbell in April was really hitting the ball. And I think that even though the team was hovering around 500, you saw stuff like that and you thought, well, it's a new look team. They made some big improvements in the offseason. Eventually, they're gonna figure it out. And then another month went by, and it still was not quite clicking. And then they trade Devers, and suddenly it starts to click. I don't know if I can go through that again, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And I feel like right now, based off of how they look, right now that's being optimistic. That's being optimistic about what this team is right now and potentially could be. It's hard to dig yourself out of a hole. It's hard to do it 2 years in a row.
No!
Thank you, Mad Dog. I understand if there's people who are annoyed that I'm reacting this bigly here to start the season. But just remember, it's not just me, okay? The Red Sox have already benched their new third baseman. And I don't know if they're actually going to do this tomorrow or not, but Middlebrooks and Fleming, who are pretty well, you know, fingers on the pulse of this type of thing, both suggested that maybe Roman Anthony's going to be out of the lineup tomorrow afternoon. I have no doubt Garrett Crochet will pitch well. I have major doubts that the Red Sox offense is going to give him any kind of support. So even if he does pitch really well, if he gives up a run or two, or the bullpen comes on, gives up a run or two, that might be enough. And it really, it feels dramatic to say this, but I think tomorrow's an important game. If Crochet goes out there and pitches well and they lose, that's devastating. If Crochet goes out there and gets rocked, that's devastating. There's no good loss tomorrow. I can see, I mean, if you want to break them down, and it may be too early even to be doing this, but if you want to break them down, you could say that the Connolly early game wasn't that bad of a loss. Early pitched well. It was a close game. What are you going to do? You could even say the Sonny Gray game wasn't that bad of a loss because at least the offense showed up a little bit. Gray wasn't very good, but he settled down after that first inning with the error at the plate, which was pretty dumb, by the way. I never got a chance to talk about that, but what the hell is he doing? I guess if you really think you can make the play and save the run, fine. He had an easy out at first base, and instead he got nothing and the run scored. It's like, Sonny, man, you've been in the league a while. Like, you know, like you're not some kid just got called up and you're not sure what to do on an in-between play at home plate. Like, you know, you've been around the block a little bit. What was that? But I think it's just more evidence that this team wasn't ready to go. This team's not ready to start the year. And that's really confusing. I find it confusing because I watched a lot of these guys play great in the World Baseball Classic. The World Baseball Classic is not the Grapefruit League. Grapefruit League baseball involves a lot of pitchers working on certain pitches, working on, you know, various ways to throw off-speed stuff, new pitches that they're working on, situational, you know, pretend it's two strikes, this type of thing, your two-strike out pitches and stuff. That's a lot of what Grapefruit League is. That's not what the WBC is. WBC, they're all trying to get you out. No one's trying to do anything other than win the game. The Grapefruit League, that's, you know, secondary. It's much more competitive. And I thought the Red Sox players who played in the WBC all hit that competitive balance very well. I thought they all sort of snapped out of Grapefruit League mode and they were all really going for it. And most of them ended up being really productive and having good numbers and good stats. Then the regular season starts and it's like all out the window. Offensively, it's almost all out the window. We're seeing some things carry over from the spring, like Ranger Suarez and his struggles. Not anything you want to see carry over, but that's where we are. And again, I said it before, but I'll repeat it. I'm disappointed with the start from Bayo. I know Cora said, yeah, the stuff was there early on. Early on, it was 1-0 after two batters. I mean, it was right off the rip they were hitting them. So maybe the stuff was there, but he also was like, yeah, I've played in this building before. It's like, yeah. What's that mean, Alex? Something going on? Some trash cans coming out? Like, what do you mean? Would have liked maybe him to elaborate on that. Maybe the guys at WEEI Afternoons can ask him about it next week.
Spring Fest is happening now at Lowe's.
keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2-cubic foot mulch. 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Yordan Alvarez, a freak of leak, another home run for him, second in as many games. Red Sox lose to the Astros by a final score of 9-2. It's Red Sox Review here, Arcan with you, for about 10 more minutes or so. So if you want to chime in, you can do so right now at 617-779-7937. That was Alvarez, who has just been a menace at the plate so far. He had good numbers in his career against Bayo, 3-for-5 going into the game with a home run and a double. It's another home run and another double in this game. And I went back to look at that fifth inning. Because Cora was asked about, by Alex Spear, he was asked about that walk to Smith at the end of the inning, which it wasn't the very end of the inning, because that was the last at-bat for Brian Bayo before they brought in Watson. But yeah, the kid struck out, Smith struck out in that at-bat on 3 pitches. He swung and missed at all 3 of the first pitches. And then they threw down to second, and all the errors happened, and the run scored, and the at-bat just went on like he didn't strike out on 3 pitches. Now, that's a mistake by the umpire, okay? 100%. Umpires got to keep track of the count. But the Red Sox didn't even protest. They didn't say anything. Where was Alex Cora? Was he even paying attention? Now I know why he waved off the question. I don't even know what was going on out there. You should have been out of the inning. Inning should have been over right there. Now, did it end up making a big difference? No, Watson came on, got the last out. No big deal. But don't you think the manager should be more in tune with what's going on there?
Yes!
Thank you, Mad Dog. You know, it wasn't going to save the game or anything. But you want to at least be engaged in what's going on? The umpire doesn't call a guy out after 3 strikes? Cora doesn't notice? No one else notices? Is the whole freaking team out to lunch? I mean, come on. It's early in the season, sure. But we all know it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out, don't we? I mean, this is embarrassing. It's an embarrassing start to the year for this team. And I sure hope they can turn it around fast. Because
the way the summer and the spring goes here in this town, if you're not, you know, totally familiar with it yet, Bruins and the Celtics are both going to the playoffs. And the Red Sox will be able to fly under the radar for about a month or so, up until like May, June. And then all of a sudden, that spotlight's on them and them alone. And if they're 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 games under 500 and we get to that date, then that's bad news. It's bad news for you. It's bad news for the team. It's bad news for us. It's background noise. Yeah. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I mean. Especially lately, not last year, but in the years prior, this team became background noise real fast. Fast enough that, you know, once you become background noise, it's hard to get out of it. Are people sitting down, living and dying with every pitch? People still go to the game, sure. But you get to the end of the year, and it's two-thirds the other team's fans. Sox fans, check out. And listen, I don't blame you. This is a team that, out of the gate, can't hit, can't pitch, and can't even keep track of how many strikes there are. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, it's been great. You know, it's a great play. But this is not the way. This is not the Act 1 I was hoping for. Still plenty of time for Act 1 to get better. But this is a lousy, lousy start. And they got to know that. I mean, they have to know what they're putting out there is just substandard. Cora's got to know that. Not only does he not have the team ready to go, he's not paying attention either. Crochet is going tomorrow. It's a shame he's pitching tomorrow. I wish he could be home for the home opener. Oh, it'd be so much better if Crochet was pitching Friday. So much better. Hopefully he can stop the bleeding here. I was hoping it wouldn't have to be one of those in his second start, that it wouldn't be this big, important start for him. But here we are. Ugh. Do we have Bayo? Did Bayo talk after the game, Tristan?
Let me check real quick.
Okay, let's see if we have Brian Bayo. If so, we'll play some of that for you before we sign off. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Bayo talks with usually with the interpreter, so I don't know if we saved it or not. But either way, tough turn through the rotation for the starting pitching. Tough start for Bayo. Tough start for Gray. Very tough start for Suarez. Oviedo, I don't consider that a start, obviously, because he came out of the pen. But he pitched 3 2/3 innings, and he didn't look like he was ready to join the rotation either. Talked to Middlebrooks about it before the game. He thinks it's mechanical. Big guy like that. Velocity way down, you know. Could be that. Could be. Who knows? But whatever it is, it's just more examples of guys not being ready. Maybe not being in shape, just not locked in, not prepared, kind of out there booting the ball around, swinging and missing at everything, hanging the meatballs to their power hitters. I mean, it's a mess. Honestly, this first turn through the rotation was a mess. Okay. Let's hope the next one's better. I mean, honestly, that's all you can really say. I said after that first game, I said the season really starts on Thursday, last Thursday, because they had the break after the opening game. But I was like, I expected Crochet to come out and be good. I expected him to look good. I expected him to be, you know, his normal self. And I thought that the back end of the bullpen would hold up their end too, Chapman and Slayton and Whitlock and those guys. I thought if, you know, you go to them with a lead, that they can hold the lead. That's something I expected. But it's time for Craig Breslow's vision. And that started with the second game with Sonny Gray. And then Connolly early. That's part of the vision. Suarez, big part of the vision. Oviedo, big part of the vision. Holding on to Brian Bayo, which I again thought was strange. How as soon as they traded for Gray, there's the rumors flying around about how Bayo may be on the trade block. They may trade him away. Which I thought, that's weird. That's weird, even if you weren't going to make your entire offseason be all about pitching and defense. Like, even if you were going to try and emphasize hitting, trading Brian Bayo doesn't make a lot of sense. That's a guy who is hitting his prime on a reasonable contract and just had his best season of his career. But maybe they knew something I didn't. Because that was not a particularly auspicious debut for him either. Not an auspicious debut for the Red Sox. Again, let's hope this second turn through the rotation is better than the first. And they get a crack at it tomorrow, starting at 2:10. Pre-game starts at 1:10. You'll have a full Christian Arcan show starting at 6 o'clock. We'll react to the game. We'll react to the Bruins, who had a nice win tonight. Celtics, Patriots, a lot on the table. We'll do that tomorrow, starting at 6 o'clock right here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Once again, the Astros beat the Red Sox 9-2. Good night now.
Go away, go away. I'm so tired of this. Freaking go away, you freak.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/8 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.